And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Quick text, Steve from Owens Crossroads says, Dan Crenshaw for speaker. Wants him a one-eyed frogman for a speaker, I guess. That's, you know what? I think he'd be something. I think it'd also be interesting to see him as Secretary of Defense one day. There's that. By the way, Dan Crenshaw sometimes gets out there not as conservative as I would like, but no one could argue with his bona fides. I mean, the guy's, anyway. I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that real quick before I change gears. Kyle from Sheffield, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Good deal. Jim Jordan, wow. First time I heard this man speak, I think I was watching a clip off YouTube. And this man's conviction that he speaks with is just, I mean, to a Democrat, it's probably the least bit, like, well, the least to say intimidating. I mean, because the way he's not persuasive, he tells it like it is, but he said he's a truth sayer, and he just calls a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And the day in that we live in, calling a spade is not a form of common sense as it used to be, as you allude to quite so often.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jim Jordan everything that I've listened to him do since that first clip, it's just there's not a man in Washington more thorough than he is. And you mentioned he helped helped President Trump draw up his tax cuts before he put them into effect. This is a man that loves America, and he loves America because he values freedom, and he values freedom because his conviction has put him in the position he's in.
Yeah, I would agree with all that. I mean, yeah. I've never found him. He does not appear disingenuous at all. He doesn't come across schmarmy when he, you know. I know he always takes his jacket off. It's kind of his shtick, but at the same time, none of it seems contrived. He doesn't feel like he's putting on airs. He just seems like a real dude.
Yeah, and he's not egotistical in any way.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just fierce, and there's not a lot of limp legs. Liberals that are going to like him. it's the furthest thing that they want right now. But I believe when you say it'll be a whole new day, I really do look forward to having Jim Jordan as Speaker of the House of this country.
Well, I agree with you. Kyle, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate your input, and you're spot on. Have a great day, bud.
All right, you too.
I tell you what, I mean, this is a topic that I think's got a lot of attention. I'm going to look at a few more texts here. Steve from Owens Crossroads, I already mentioned, said Dan Crenshaw for speaker, but then Trina from Elkmont came back and said Dan Crenshaw's a rhino. He's for the red flag laws. That's what I said a moment ago. He's not always as conservative as I would like on some of the policy positions that are out there. Chris from Madison says, just say no to, he calls him Eye Patch McCain. Okay. A.K.A. Dan Crenshaw. He's a rhino. All talk, no action. Look at his record on the Second Amendment and abortion. Okay. Brian from Decatur says, there's no threat from Hamas if Biden visits Israel. Without him, they have no way. They have way too much to lose for behind doors political agreements and funding. Point. You got a point. Steve from Huntsville, with two aircraft carriers in the region, I think Air Force One will be just fine. They will declare a no-fly zone. Where do you think they'll park the other plane? It's going to be funny to watch. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, Alveda King for speaker. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. So you're getting out of the box now, brother. That's interesting. And then Thomas from Athens coming back to me with some clarification says, what I was trying to say was Judicial Watch has a suit against Capitol Police to obtain the January 10th communications emails after a court hearing in August. Okay, but Speaker McCarthy says was told not to release them according to legalese. I don't have anything for you on it, man. Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to wind up switching gears. Boomer, I'm ready to cook up a batch of home fries. Yeah, cook them up. All right, so here's the deal. We can talk about, you know, all the things that are happening internationally, what's happening with foreign policy, what's happening with things in D.C. All that's important. All of it matters. I just don't want to ever lose sight of the fact, though, that sometimes there are things happening right here in our backyard that are worth knowing about. What's happening down the street from you? What's happening in Montgomery, your state capital? Listen, how many times have I said it? What comes out of Montgomery oftentimes has more impact on your day-to-day life than what comes out of D.C. So things are happening that you need to be aware of. Like, for instance, let's find one here. How about this? Right next door in the state of Florida, a district court has recently, story off of Yellowhammer, dated yesterday. A district court in Florida has now ruled that Florida's Agency for Healthcare, which is, you know, basically their Department of Public Health, has violated the equal protection rights of transgender patients and forces now is looking to force the state Medicaid system to pay for procedures. Oh, see, okay, this is a whole new, listen, when tax dollars are going to be used through Medicaid to pay for transgender surgeries on minors, or for anyone for that matter, we've touched on a whole new realm. To me, that's an elective procedure. First of all, it shouldn't be happening on minors, which under the age of 19 in Alabama, shouldn't happen, period. If they cannot, by the way, get their own Costco card, they shouldn't be allowed to get surgeries that alter their bodies. There's that. But right now, just so you know it, your own Alabama Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is supporting the effort of the state of Florida. He filed, you know, keep in mind, your Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is the head of the Republican Attorneys General Society in the United States. He filed an 18-state brief. In other words, he rallied up 18 other states, got them to join in his brief, led by Alabama, filed it with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in support of Florida's decision to decline the use of Medicaid dollars for transgender surgeries. And he points out, this is your Attorney General. He says, healthcare authorities in the United Kingdom, in Finland, in Sweden, elsewhere, have all recently recognized that gender transition procedures are experimental, if not pre-experimental. And he's basically saying, this is a bad idea for us to get into the idea, the notion, that we're going to use tax dollars to go down this experimental road that is not necessary for life. But he points out, in his words, he says, the district court rejected the growing consensus and deferred instead to radical interest groups like the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, which advocates for these procedures. Yeah, that's your Attorney General. Glad to hear it. I got more of that. We'll cook up some more home fries as soon as we get back from this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Southern Immediate Care, clean, friendly, professional. Listen, you check them out. You need something. You find the location nearest to you. Southern Immediate Care. And do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So I'm in, going to cook up a batch of home fries. Whoop, whoop. By the way, Boomer, I was at an event this past Sunday or Saturday, you know, shooting with Moms for Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Emily Jones was there.
You said there were quite a few people there.
Yeah, there was.
That was cool.
It was good to see some folks, right? Emily Jones, Representative Ben Harrison, and Lee from Huntsville. And Lee said she's been listening to the show enough now to where she says whoop whoop on her own when things happen.
That's awesome.
Start of the home fries here. AL.com is rushing to the defense of Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin. Can't have him getting slighted for the fact that he deleted his pro-Israel tweet. So Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, just to remind you, the other day, he tweeted out, "Stand with Israel," with a picture of the Israeli flag. And then he got lambasted for it by liberals. And they're like, "Bro, you can't do that. I'm out of here," you know, and saying things like, "Why would you say that? What's your stance on Palestine? You're a no for me, big dog," you know, that kind of, it was just his Twitter feed got filled and they deleted it. Gone. Well, a Woodfin administration official on Tuesday night clarified that the mayor does support Israel. Okay, awesome. Just not on his Twitter, I guess. Denise Gilmore, a senior director of the mayor's office division of social justice and racial equity. Oh, my gosh. I did not realize that was her title until I said it. Boomer's over here shaking his head. Yes, Boomer, that's her name. Denise Gilmore, senior director of the... Senior director. She has a bunch more of them. There's other people under her.
Of course. Senior director. You want to make sure that you feel really good about yourself.
I would assume there's also a junior director and a host of future directors. Yes. Senior director of the mayor's office division of social justice and racial equity addressed a gathering of Birmingham's Jewish community at a local Jewish community center and passed along a message from Woodfin saying, "I want to make my position very clear. The attack on Israel was an act of terrorism by Hamas. The killing and kidnapping of innocent people should be unacceptable to everyone. I support Israel protecting the lives of its innocent citizens, including children." Okay. Well, I'm glad, but he still hadn't posted it back on his social media. He was too busy, I think, getting married. He's on his honeymoon or something. But anyway, there's that. How about this, home fries? We got a situation right now. Y'all remember that we just had our congressional lines redrawn for us by the court, right? I mean, the legislature draws the lines when the census comes in, takes the numbers. They don't move much, but they got to move some every time. And so our seven congressional districts have been largely the same, largely, since 1992, I believe. And yet the court finally decided we weren't racial enough. And so the court decided to go ahead and order us to redraw the lines. So we did. And the court still didn't like them. So the court said, "That's it. That's it. We'll draw them ourselves." So they appointed a special master, and they picked one. And we now have an open seat because they took two of our members of the delegation and drew them into the same one. And so Congressional District 1 now has Jerry Carl and Barry Moore both living in that district. Congressional District 2, which includes parts of, you know, Montgomery and going down towards the Wiregrass, is wide open, y'all. Ain't nobody in there. There is no incumbent now for the land upon which District 2 sits. So you're thinking, okay, open seat. This is like the melee. This is where it gets big. You're going to have all kinds of people running for it. They're not running against an incumbent. Why not? And it's very important, you understand, because it's about racial equity. So you're certain to see people flocking to it to run. Yesterday was the first day of qualifying. Nobody put their name in the hat. What? I thought this was an imperative. I thought we had people signing up left. I thought it was going to be a huge primary, like a goat rodeo. Well, no Republican candidates qualified in District 2, although you remember we have our friend, former state senator Dick Brubaker, who I served with the legislature. He was on the show a couple weeks ago and announced that he was considering running for that seat. So we'll see what happens. But so far, no Republicans have joined. And, oh, by the way, the Democrat Party also opened its qualifying, and no Democrats have yet qualified. We'll see. So far, ain't nobody there. Qualifying ends on November 10th, by the way. Primary is on March 5th. So, yes, you've got about, 3 weeks left of qualifying, and we'll see who's going to be in the hopper. But it's going to be interesting. Here's a good news story, by the way, in home fries. Cook me some home fries, Boomer. I just feel the need to hear it sizzle. There it is. You remember that we had several Alabama church groups caught in Israel? I think I told you that, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were here. What am I saying?
I was here.
Hi, Boomer.
We talked
about it one day. Were you there? anyway, basically, if Boomer's not here, the buttons don't get pushed. So, yes, you heard it. ABC 3340 reporting that one of the other groups got home. So the Aniston group. You know what I want to do? I want to get somebody from that.
There you go.
This is great minds think alike.
That's what it is.
I want to get somebody from that church on. I mean, they're right here in our listening area. We had two of them, actually one in Vestavia also. We need to track them down.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we just spitball and talk out loud? What do you think?
I like that idea.
Okay, we're on the air. Everybody's hearing us. But yeah, church group, ABC 3340 is reporting that the church group from Anniston, from Hillcrest Baptist Church, they were stuck in Israel. They have made it out. They are now in Jordan, I think, as of a couple days ago. And they expect to be back in Miami very soon. Let's see, when did this article come out? They may have made it back by now, as a matter of fact. They might be back in Alabama as of last night. So we'll find out. But my hope is, if anybody out there listening knows someone at, I think it was Brook Hills. That was a church. Anyway, no, it's Shades Mountain. Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Vestavia and Hillcrest Baptist Church in Anniston. If you know somebody from one of those churches and they would like to come on and tell us about their experiences, I think we'd love to hear that. I think it'd be great. That's good news. Last one before the break. I just find this to be an interesting piece in terms of home fries. It's kind of home fries. It's kind of not. Did you know, Boom Shakalaka, did you know that we have a store, there's a store in Old Town Jerusalem, in Israel, that specializes in selling University of Alabama memorabilia and swag.
I had no clue, but that's awesome.
It's kind of... It's kind of cool. Even as an Auburn fan, I find that to be kind of cool.
I think that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, the owner of the Alabama Shop, it's called. The store that sells all kinds of Crimson Tide trinkets in an Arab market in Old Jerusalem. Says he and his family are safe after well-wishers expressed worry about his welfare. This is a story from AL.com. A guy named Hani Imam is a Palestinian Muslim who attended the University of Alabama back in the 80s. And he went home, opened the Alabama Shop in 2000 after Crimson Tide items in his father's store became pretty popular with tourists. All right, so very cool. Anyway, he posted on his social media, thanks for all the concerns and prayers. I'm in Jerusalem with my family. We're safe and secure. Praying for peace and love for all people. God bless you all and roll tide.
Wow, that's cool.
And right before the break, I got to tell you, So I was in student government at University of South Alabama, right? Did I tell you about this? I think I've told it once before. So I ran for vice president of student government, right? This is my foray into politics, I guess. But I run for the vice president of student government, and the guy who ran against me was from either Palestine or was a Palestinian or he was Lebanese. I forget which. Either way, but his name was Ile Waked. So Ile Waked ran against me. So it's Phil Williams doing all the things, running for vice president, student government. I'm out there like, you know, giving all the serious speeches. You know, I have my motto on all my signs. Says, Phil Williams, your vote for you. You know, that kind of thing. Ile Waked, all of his signs said, party naked with Ile Waked. They were all over campus.
Dude, yes, you have.
Dude took me to a runoff.
Where is he today? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Partying naked somewhere, I guess. All right, let's take a break right now. We'll do that. We'll come right back, and we'll cap off the last couple of bites of home fries and call it a day. Oh, my goodness. Listen, what an amazing show. You never know what you're going to hear. My political foray began with a competition against Ile Waked, partying naked. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Listen, making common sense like a superpower is what I like to say. And oh, by the way, somebody else who's got some superpowers is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. You check them out, man. ZLA Solutions. If you're a business owner and you need help with stuff, they'll swoop in there and help you. They can do things like help you with, you know, sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But man, their bread and butter remains to this day what they started off doing, staffing. You need people? ZLA Solutions can find them for you. Doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies, you know, hard to find kind of niche skills that people don't usually have, they'll go track them down. They can also get you an entire shift of people to run the plant or whatever you got. I always like to say it's blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It don't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions. They love to say, and they mean it, they don't go ahead and make it. They just make it better. In other words, their goal in life is to help you make your business better. You check them out, ZLA Solutions, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. We are cooking up a batch of home fries. Yeah, we are. Rounding up. What was that call you got a minute ago? I heard you laughing.
Yeah, so we got a call just a second ago. It was Thomas from Athens.
Yeah.
He was telling me that they had a group of like 45 people that went over to Jerusalem a little while, ways back, and they actually went to that Bama store.
Oh, the Bama store?
They did. And they bought some crimson and white plaques that said, Shalom, y'all.
Shalom, y'all. That is way too good.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Do they have them in, I like that.
Do they have them in orange and blue?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Those may be like special edition.
What are you trying to say?
Maybe you could take it either way. you know. Thomas from Athens, he is an Auburn fan, but he said it was pretty, I mean, even for him, it was pretty cool.
Well, by the way, speaking of teams, reminded me of Pick'em that I forgot to do last time, and so I got this like huge gap now in my scores.
Hey, I keep it up. You never know who may forget.
That's true.
This next week.
Yeah, let's don't mention it to anybody that we're doing pick'ems anymore. I got to thinking though.
Remind
you know what we should
no
have done?
One.
We should have done a pick'em on house speaker.
Oh,
all the names that are getting thrown in. Who's going to be next? When are they going to have a speaker? How long will it take? What date will they arrive? Ooh. It's just we could have.
You could have done that.
It could have. You know what we could have done. What we could have done, have you ever seen those fundraisers they do with cow droppings?
What?
You've never seen this?
I don't think so.
Okay, this is a great fundraiser. It's a booster club fundraiser.
Okay.
They go out and they lay out a grid on
a grid.
The football field.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And people buy squares in the grid. And then they take a cow and they let it loose on the football field. And wherever that cow drops first, if that's your square, you win money.
I think I have heard of this. That's awesome.
So we should have gone out there, is got a grid, put all the different members of the house on it, and just turned the cow loose and see which one we get.
That would have been fun. Now we know that we need what we need to do for whatever type of race next time.
I'm thinking the GOP primary may have to have a cow turd. What do they call this? They call it a cow pie raffle or something like that.
Cow pie raffle.
I just think it's epic.
Yes.
A couple of text messages here. Brandy from Athens, she joins me. She says, I forgot to save my picks, Phil. Cow chip bingo. Cow chip bingo. That's what they call it. John from Huntsville. By the way, Brandy, thank you for making me feel better that I'm not the only one. John from Huntsville. Boomer, you get a solid A because you finally played some home fry sound effects. Phil, you get an A- for talking too many positive comments about University of Alabama.
Positive comments.
It says, plus I heard that story about the Alabama shop at one of two churches I go to. So congratulations, Boomer. You're today's winner.
Hey.
But he's the Bama fan, John.
But I also played a lot of sound effects for the home fries.
Whatever. Brian from Huntsville. There you go. Nick Saban for Speaker of the House. Okay. Brian from Huntsville. JT Lacey Springs, Bama store in Jerusalem, more proof that Bama is the best college football team in history. It's got nothing to do with the football team. It's about the state. That's what it is. That's all the state. Ron from Huntsville says, only Roll Tide at the store in Israel. Okay, fine. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Okay.
No, that's a thing. Not a thing. Jeff from Indiana texted in and says, as for the mayor in Birmingham, pretty sad when your constituency supports evil and you might want to rethink your party affiliation, just saying. He won't. He's way too liberal for that. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, just sent me a bunch of emojis, and I'm not sure. Oh, house on fire, I think is what he's trying to say. House on fire. Emojis. Thanks, Mark. I had to decipher it, but I think I got it. Cody from Huntsville sent me a meme. It says, breaking, Jordan cancels a summit with U.S. President Joe Biden and Egyptian-Palestinian leaders in Amman Wednesday. I think that's because... an Egyptian and Palestinian leaders in Amman. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct that Jordan has canceled everything. Biden just left. I mean, they showed it in the news. He was just leaving. He would not be going because there's nothing to do over there. But we did see, though, the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, has canceled his meeting with Biden. So whether or not we're still going to have, I think Biden's probably still going to meet with Jordan. They're one of our allies. And Egypt, they're one of our allies. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think they're all going to turn him down. Lord, that'd be something. And then Rapp from Athens. Why not give the temporary speaker the 30-day power to bring bills to the floor? He had the you-know-what to kick Pelosi out of her office, which McCarthy didn't. By the way, that was epic. I will say that. Remember that? So, yeah. Speaker Patrick McHenry with his little bow tie on, he gets the gavel, and the next morning he evicts Nancy Pelosi from her office. Awesome. We didn't even get into a couple things that I've got here, like the fact that Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth believes, as a part of our home fries discussion, that I-65 widening is the biggest infrastructure project that we need to focus on. And then our own Chairman John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party, he is having no problem at all making waves, and liberals don't like it. Like, for instance, the organization called Read Freely Alabama that supports having sexual content in books and children's sections of libraries, they want to know why John Wall is on that board taking issue with the things that they're standing for. Okay, maybe because he's a Christian conservative. Just saying. All right, listen, we got plenty more content tomorrow. Keep your eyes on the prize. We got a lot of doings out there. I mean, two of the day's dippers, kicking the anthill and the speaker race, they don't end. They're still ongoing. Might be talking about them tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow's Wednesday. That means it's Camel Day. And we should have the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, you guys, we love you. Y'all have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.